You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, it's day 91 of lockdown in South Africa, and many small to medium-sized businesses are wondering how they're going to be paying June salaries. They're downsizing, retrenchments are on the rise. And if you are retrenched or fear that there's a chance your company will be retrenching staff, it's important to stay calm and keep a clear head. It'll allow you to act swiftly and get advice and make the right decisions for your future at a critical time. And the first instinct is no doubt going to be to panic, but this is the last time to panic. Rob Rainier, regional head at Alex Forbes, is on the line. Rob, easier said than done.
Yes, Michael, good evening to you. Absolutely. I think, you know, you've got a conundrum where you, I think a lot of South Africans are currently indebted. So they've got, you know, they've taken personal loans, they've maxed out on their credit cards. Life has been tough for them over the last while. And now suddenly you're faced with a situation where, you know, you're in the crosshairs as such, and you might potentially be retrenched. So you've got debt on the one hand, you've got an opportunity to access your retirement fund, which is, I'm sure you appreciate, is not the best thing to do, particularly during these times. And you've got debt to service, and you've got a household to run. So the last thing that we really want folks to do, particularly from a financial point of view, is to make a rash decision and, you know, walk away from the company, taking whatever cash has been offered to them, cashing it out, paying penalties, heavy tax penalties in order to do that. And, you know, now what do? Now you're actually stuck because you've got to find a job, you've got to make sure that your household is continuing to run. And although it's not immediate, but you've got to look after your future retirement as well. So South Africans, you know, are in a tough spot right now.
It really is a rock and a hard place. It reminds one of that statue outside Megawatt Park. The big temptation, as you say, is going to be to touch that pension fund. But if you are getting a retrenchment package, you do have a lump sum from that package to look at before you have to go and dig into your pension pot. What would your advice be if you do have a sizable package that at least gives you 3 or 4 months worth of runway? How should one approach paying down debt and ensuring that you've got enough to get through so you don't end up dipping into that retirement pot?
100%. So I think the way to look at it is there's two components to leaving your employer at this point. As you mentioned, one is a gratuity or sweetener, which has been offered to you and is normally paid to you in relation to the number of years of service that you've given the company. So you get that package, and then you get also access to your retirement fund. So our advice, the way we would like folks to look at it, is where you can possibly do that is to run a budget, make sure you understand exactly what your needs are right now. You need to have protection in terms of your home. You need to school your children if they are at school. You need to feed yourself, et cetera, et cetera. So that's your must-have budget. That number needs to come to mind. And what we would suggest doing is actually using that package then to provide almost self-income or self-salary for the next 3 to 6 months, if you could potentially do that. Where it's critical, where you've got really big debt in terms of a loan, and you might have a very poor credit record as an example, so you'd be paying high interest, look to pay that loan off first and manage your budget accordingly for the next, as I say, 3 to 6 months. South Africans, by nature, are very resilient. So one would hope that you could get back into the marketplace, the economy picks up, employers look to employ again, and it gets going. You know, you might be in a situation where you're back in the game and you are working. At least you then protected yourself against spending that retirement saving as such. So look to spend the gratuity and save where potentially you can save your retirement savings for that exact purpose, for your retirement.
And it's so important to stress this, because a lot of the research shows and indicates that it's by not preserving retirement funds when we tend to change jobs or get retrenched that we end up not meeting our retirement goals. Just what kind of impact does dipping into that retirement fund end up having on your long-term goals?
So I think the best way to explain it to you is just to use an analogy, and if one can imagine standing, you know, on, it's snowing outside, you're standing past the tiffin bell, you've packed a snowball and you've not let the snowball actually roll down the mountainside. What happens to it? It actually, it just gains more momentum, and as it's gaining momentum, you know, more snow, more ice is being packed on it. And the longer the hill, obviously the bigger the snowball is going to be at the bottom of the hill. Now, retrenchment, losing your job, or going through a situation like this is almost like a snowball hitting the tree halfway down the hill. It breaks up and will continue rolling, but it's never going to, you know, be the same size as it was if you actually continued saving from top to bottom, if that makes sense to you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we really, from a Forbes, Alexander Forbes point of view, we really are concerned that we find in many instances, you know, folk are cashing out. And I think they are not aware of the fact that although there's a tax allowance given to them right now, it's a once-in-a-lifetime tax allowance. Yeah. And, you know, if they use it now in their 40s, whatever, when they get to their retirement age, you know, they're not going to be seeing that tax-free benefit again. So just to be aware of that, you know, whilst it looks attractive right now, you are definitely impacting yourself down the line.
Yeah, don't dip into that retirement fund. Whatever you do, update your CV and LinkedIn, enroll for some free online courses, beef up your skills,
yeah,
and get a job-seeking business plan. Don't panic, I think, is the bottom line piece of advice. Rob Rainier, Regional Head at Alexander Forbes.